Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment in Perspectives on Challenges. There is a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that a person who gives true oneg to Shabbos, that they experience their Shabbos with true pleasure, no sein lo nachalas Yaakov, from heaven, they give him the inheritance of the patriarch Jacob, bli mitzarim, an inheritance without any borders, without any boundaries. We actually make reference to this in one of the Shabbos Miros also. And the Gemara goes on to explain that there are verses that seem to imply that Yaakov, of all the patriarchs, he has the most boundless inheritance. And that's the stand-up shot of the Gemara. Tzfas Emes has a remarkable thought on this Gemara. And he says as follows. We know that each of the Avos, each of the patriarchs, is credited with one of the prayers. Avraham instituted Shacharis, morning prayer, Yitzchak instituted Mincha, the afternoon prayer, and Yaakov instituted Maariv, the nighttime prayer. And the idea that the Tzfas Emes presents, as do many other commentaries, is it's not just an order of their generations matching up with the order of the prayers. Avram Avinu brought light to the world of a recognition of God in a world that didn't recognize him. And his service of God is one of Shacharis, kind of when the sun comes out. Yitzchak kind of continued that, and things began to become more difficult for what would become the Jewish people during the times of Yitzchak, and he still had a method of serving God, and that's Mincha, when the day begins to go on to nightfall, but it's still daytime. Yaakov Avinu, by far, had the most challenging of lives of the patriarchs. Yaakov Avinu was from one challenge to another. He had terrible difficulties with his brother. He had to flee his parents' home because of his brother. Then he ends up being fooled about who he's marrying. And then he has this very difficult relationship with his father-in-law. And then further on down the road, he thinks he loses his son. So many things. And so the Tzfas Emes says that what it means that Yaakov Tikein Tefilas Arvis is if prayer relates to our connection to God. So Yaakov innovated the method of having a meaningful connection with God in darkness, in the darkness of night. He was the one who innovated the concept of prayer at night, figuratively speaking. The Tzfas Emes actually takes it further. The Tzfas Emes says that he was the one who innovated an ability to connect to God, not bogged down by my challenges of the moment, that the nature of the connection to God is not defined by my challenges. That's a very lofty plane. In light of what we've been talking about in recent segments, if we can bring our challenges into the connection, that's probably good for us. But the Tzfas Emes says that the point of the Gemara is, we're not necessarily talking about how we daven. We're not necessarily talking about how we daven Maariv. But comes Shabbos, and imagine a person is living through great, great challenges. And then a person comes to Shabbos. And on Shabbos, they're able to have joy. They're able to have joy. They're able to recognize that this is God's world. They're able to recognize that God created the world and God runs the world. And despite whatever things might be totally befuddling this person of the moment, they still believe in God. And they're able to take their day of Shabbos and make it a day of joy, not bogged down by their personal worries. You know, there are all these halachos. We're not supposed to cry on Shabbos. We're not supposed to share bad news with people, if at all possible, on Shabbos. So says the Tzfas Emes, a person who could take Shabbos and really experience real oneg, real joy and pleasure on Shabbos, and can rise above his or her challenges of the moment, they become the spiritual heir of Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu was the one who instituted the concept of prayer, connection to God in the times of challenge. And to take and that's what I mean, the Tzfas Emes says that Yaakov was able to elevate his prayer relationship with God above his challenges. So if we can take Shabbos and elevate that above our challenges, that's a tremendous merit for us. I just think that I wanted to close this series with that idea. Because for all the perspectives and all the reflection, and we need to be people of reflection, and we need to think about why things are going on in our lives, there's a tremendous thing that we can come to a Shabbos, come to a Yom Tov, and say, you know what, I'm going through a lot, but this is a day for my connection with God. This is only something we should demand of ourselves. We should not demand this of others. But I think it's a very worthwhile thing to think about. And he ruts on, we don't have the answers. We just have possible answers. But hopefully this series has been a little bit helpful to people in their own outlooks. And we should just be Zoche. We're heading up to Tisha B'Av in the year in which this is initially being played. We should just be Zoche to unite in Yerushalayim with the Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days. We should reach the day where God sees to it that we no longer have these challenges and difficulties to deal with. But until that point, we should serve him with much strength and distinction. I do want to thank Nechemiah Mand and Reuven Mizrahi for all their assistance in both promoting these recordings and recording them. Thanks so much. We should all be Zoche to be reunited in Yerushalayim. Meher v'yameinu.